下个星期呢是我们中国年。
Next week is Chinese New Year.
那么我想在今天呢，我们来，通常每一年在这个时候呢，我们总是会感恩励志。
And usually at this time of the year, we want to give thanks and we want to make resolutions.
那么同时呢，我们常常讲说我们。中国人呢、啊，通常都有 second chance， 有第二次的机会。
And we often say that the Chinese have a second chance。
啊，因为你一月一号是过年，我们来到中国年的时候还有一次。如果你还没有立志，这个时候就是你立志来侍奉神的时候。
Because first of January, if you fail to make a resolution, then comes next will be Chinese New Year, giving you a second opportunity to make another, to make a new resolution.
所以我想我要再次回到腓立比书第三章十二到十四节，跟大家讲这一段圣经。
And so I want to return to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and we want to talk about this again.
那么当然这段圣经我们跟大家讲过。
Of course we have gone through this passage before.
但是呢盼望这一次讲的时候呢回忆重复让你回忆让你复习，同时呢我们再加深以前没有讲过的一些事情。
But I hope that as we return to this passage, not only do we revise what we've gone through before, but we are also going to develop some of the points to a greater depth.
而且呢，我们今年我们教会很注重讲到这个生命影响生命的这个门徒训练。
And especially this year, our focus in the church is life on life discipleship.
所以我想这一堂信息会对大家有一些帮助。
So I believe that this sermon will be helpful to all.
特别是我非常感恩，因为上次我们讲过这个门徒训练的信息之后，很多弟兄姐妹已经开始。自己找一个年纪比较大比较成熟的属灵的人来要求他来引导我们走这个神的道路。
And I'm especially thankful because after the sermon on discipleship I have found out that many brothers and sisters are already or have already looked for a older or more mature brother or sister to disciple them.
这是好的。
This is good.
当然我们从圣经里面讲说，圣经说我们要 active， 我们要主动去找一个年轻的，这个是一个这个 top down， 我们也可以从我们去找上面一个比我们成熟，这个是 bottom up， 两个都是可以的。
And we realize from scripture's teaching that a more mature believer can go look for a younger believer, that will be a top down approach.But at the same time, a younger believer can look for a more mature one from a bottom-up approach, and both are equally appropriate.
因为我们看到主耶稣去找门徒，我们也看到门徒去找耶稣，两个都是符合圣经的教导。
Because we know that Jesus went to call his disciples, and his disciples also came to him regularly.
那么当我们在一起的时候，我们要做什么呢？
But when we gather, what do we do?
在门徒训练当中，我们有讲这个 formal 也是 informal， 就是说我们有正规或者是比较严肃的，也有比较这个比较轻松的一个方法来做门徒训练。
And in discipleship, we have formal and we also have informal settings.
那么我们的目标是要做什么呢？我想今天我们可以大家来想，当然我想的目标就是。成为最好的你来献给神。
And what then is the goal of discipleship? This is what we want to think of today, which is to be the best that God calls you to be.
所以当我们在带领别人或者我让别人来带领的时候呢，我们想要是你怎么样帮我成为一个最好的基督徒？神呼召我成为怎么样的人？你来帮助我成为神要我成为的人，来献给神。这个就是我们的目标。
And so our goal in discipleship, when we get someone to disciple us, or when we are discipling someone, we want to become the best that God calls us to be.
所以这个是最重要的，你一定要思想到，我们在带领别人的时候，我们不是要一个 program， 我们不是要一套方法，我们要的是怎么样帮助这个人成为神要他成为的人。
This is important because what we are asking for is not a formal program, but to help someone become the person that God wants him to be.
所以今天呢，我们会讲到怎么样成为最好的我来献给神。
So today we want to think about how to become the best that God wants me to be, such that I can. dedicated to him.
这一个呢，我们的大纲是这个呢，这个是不要给你看的，这个是要给 John Lim 看的。
And this is our outline for today, not for you, but for our brother John Lim.
因为他在写画的时候，他不知道我后面有多长，有多。多少的篇幅，所以如果没有给他一个大概，他很难他预定。
He doesn't know the length of my sermon, so if I don't give him an outline, he cannot plan his.
等一下我们会讲这个，我们怎么样成为最好。
So we want to talk about how to become the best.
但是当我们还没有讲这个的时候呢，我会给大家一个很长的这个比较长的这个 introduction 一个介绍。
But before we go into the details, I will give us a longer introduction.
所以首先让我们来看我们这段圣经。
Let's first look at the scripture.
打开腓立比书第三章第十二节。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
他说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督所已得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own.But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
当然我们知道这段圣经是保罗写信给腓立比教会的一封书信。
Of course, we know this passage is a part of the epistle that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi.
来鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
但是如果你仔细看这段经文
But you look carefully at this passage.
他有讲，我不是说我已经得着了，我不是说自己已经得着了两次。
And he says twice that he does not consider himself to have made it on his own.
所以两次他都这么讲，一说我们保罗都还没有完全，你敢讲完全？
Paul says that he has not made it.Do you dare say you have made it?
我们都还没完全，所以我们每一个人都应该有一个牌子，或者说 work in progress， 就是我的工作还没完成。
And we are still not complete yet, so we should all hang a tag around our neck that says the work to be completed.
我们只是在观察这段经文。
And we are observing this passage here.
所以第十二节他说。我不是说，这不是说我已经得着，已经完全，不是，我还没完全。第十三节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，还没有得着，两次他提说还没有得着。
So twice he says that he has not obtained and he has not made it.
那么还有三个呢？我们在英文里面讲说三个 presses， 三个 press， 他就说 press on， strain forward 就是 press forward， 还有一个 press toward。这边的话，我们要讲这三点，在中文里面呢，我们是用借力追求，就是很努力的去追求。第二呢，努力面前也是很努力。那么向标杆直跑的意思，冲啊的意思，就是冲的意思这个就是他两个用很努力的去达到的目标，用这三个字来做今天的这个大纲。
And the outline is obtained from this tree.Phrases, press on, straining forward, which could also be translated as pressing forward, and press on toward. So we call it the three presses.
So 我们的这个 observation, 我们的观察，第一有两个，不是说，然后有三个，我竭力追求，我努力面前，我向标杆直跑。
And so there are two, not that, and.Three presses, so press on and press forward and pressing toward.
那么最后我要大家看的是后面红的这个字虽然不是很清楚啊，这样的话就更清楚了所以你看到后面他说要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏，这个召字我要大家看。
And lastly, look at the last sentence here, the price of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to pay attention to the word call.
所以在这边呢，你会看到 the call of God， 就是说，但是我们的华文圣经把它 面召我来的奖赏。
And so this is the call of God, and there is also going to be a prize.
所以在这边呢，我们讲到这个the call of God， 就是你有没有注意到它的翻译不大一样？
And do you realize the translation is not very much similar?
英文圣经说神叫我跑什么呢？向着这个目标跑，要得神给我呼召我来得的奖赏。所以这个呼召跟奖赏是一件事情还是两件事情呢？
And so in English it says to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God. So, is the prize and the upward call two different things or is it one thing?
所以我们要问这个问题，所以这里是 the call of God， 这个神的呼召跟奖赏是怎么解释？
So how do we explain the call of God and the prize?
所以第一个解释呢，就是呼召就是奖赏，神来呼召你就是神奖赏你，所以他呼召你。
And the first explanation is that the call itself or the calling itself is the prize.
在解经家里面有一些人用这个，因为他们认为如果神呼召你的时候，你在今生里面都就有特别的知识，这个是提洛这个菲罗在当时候的哲学家，所以可以说如果我神呼召我，我就突然间明白神的意思，所以这个呼召本身就是一个奖赏。
And so there was a philosopher Philo who actually explained it this way, that to be called in this life means that I suddenly am able to understand God's word and God's calling, and that itself is the prize.
那么另外一个解释呢，就是那个呼召呢是指说那些运动员跑完了得，他已经知道谁是得胜的，所以他说你起来，那个招是招来，所以那个是起来，就是说叫运动员 A 上来拿奖，这个呼召的意思。
And there's a second explanation, which is like an athlete or athletes who have competed and finished the race and already knew who has won, and then during the prize giving ceremony, they call upon the person who has won to come forward to receive the prize.
这个是第二种解释。
That's the second explanation.
但是一般上人还有第三种解释。
But generally speaking, there is a third explanation.
意思是说，神呼召我们来，这个呼召是指这个救恩的呼召。
And this calling is actually referring to the calling of salvation.
神呼召我们来得救。
God calls us to salvation.
他来我得救之后，他给我们奖赏。
And after we are saved, God gives us a prize.
因为在这个经文里面，在罗马书里面，在保罗的书信里面，在新约的书信里面，一般上 the calling 这个呼召是这个意思。
And in fact, in the New Testament epistles, usually the word calling has such a meaning.
我接受这个解释。
And I personally accept this explanation.
因为神呼召我们，然后呢，呼召我们不配，我们不能够这个不配神的恩典，但是神通过他恩典呼召我们，然后给我们奖赏，所以呼召跟奖赏是两回事情。
God calls us despite our unworthiness, and He calls us to be saved, but He also rewards us. So these are two different things.
但是我还要把它扩大。
But I want to expand this further.
我觉得这个呼召呢，一方面有这个救恩的呼召。
This calling is, of course, firstly a call of salvation.
就说神呼召，神的呼召是要每一个人都得救。
God's will is for everyone to be saved, and He calls them.
那么，但是呢，有一些人是呼召来做传道人、做牧师。
But some people are also called to be pastors and to be preachers.
但是有一些人呼召来做医生。
There are some people who are called to be doctors,
或者呼召来做这个其他的行业。
Or they may be receiving a call to into other vocations.
这些都是呼召。
These are all calling.
但是这个呼召呢，不但是神呼召我们拯救我们，神我觉得神还有呼召我们来顺服他。
But I believe that God does not just call us to be saved, He also calls us into servitude.
意思说我们要做他的门徒，我们要做他的这个奴隶，我们要顺服他，我们要荣耀他，我们要 要来敬拜他。
In other words, we are to obey God, we are to worship God, we are to become God's slaves.
那么同时呢，也有这个不但是有救恩的呼召、束缚的呼召，还有侍奉的呼召。意思说，神要我们来啊服侍他，通过服侍教会。
And so, not only is there a call of salvation and a call of servitude which represents obedience, but there is also a call of service. God wants us to serve Him by serving the church.
而且我们每一个人有不同的恩赐。
God gives each of us a different gift.
每一个人都有恩赐。
Everyone has a gift.
但是我们要用这个恩赐来服侍神。
We want to use our gift to serve God.
这个也是神的恩赐，神的呼召。
This is also God's calling.
所以当我们在思想门徒训练的时候
，So as we consider life or life discipleship，
我们在思想门徒训练的时候呢，我们要问你，你有没有顺服神？你有没有回答神救恩的呼召？你有没有顺服神？你有没有侍奉神？从这个角度里面去看。我在这三方面哪一方面我需要更好的来改进，来学习，使到我更好来献给神。
As you embark on discipleship, you want to think about whether God has called you to serve and what is the gift that God has given you, and are you obeying God in servitude? So how are you going to excel in this area to become the best that God wants you to be?
所以当我们在2019年新的开始的时候，我要想我在哪一方面需要改进。
So in 2019, I want us to think about which area we need to improve upon.
所以我们要思想我在哪一方面，比如说刚才我们讲到我们的弟兄 John Lim， 他有这样的恩赐，他在这些方面来服侍我们，来把这个讲道的精华写下来，然后来帮助我们回忆想起神的话。
It's like what I went through just now about the gift that our brother John Lim has. He is able to condense all the sermon content into all these notes that helps us to focus on reading our Bibles.
但是不但是这方面，他还有很多方面的侍奉。
And he doesn't just serve in this area, he serves in many other areas.
那么你呢？
What about you?
你有没有使用神给你的恩赐来服侍教会？
Are you using the gift that God has gifted you with to serve the church?
所以当我们来思想神要我们成为一个怎么样的人的时候呢，我们要想很多方面。
So as we consider what kind of person God wants us to become, we need to think about different areas.
在我们在新的一年里面，我们也可以思想，在门徒训练的时候，我们也可以思想。
We can think about this in the new year. We can think about this as we consider discipleship.
我们有没有一些罪我们必须要胜过的？
Do we have sins that needs to be overcome?
是不是有一些品格我们需要培养的？
Is there character to develop?
有是不是有一些恩赐我们需要应用的？
Are there gifts to exercise?
我们可以怎么样可以成为最好的我来献给神？
How can we become the best that God calls us to be?
所以这个呢，就是我们在做门徒训练的时候我们要想的问题。
These are the questions we need to think about as we engage in discipleship.
所以当我们在想这个问题的时候，我们跟大家讲过，这个门徒训练呢，跟这个 coaching, mentoring, 或者教练、导师、门徒有什么不同？
And we were talking about the difference between coaching, mentoring, and discipleship.
Coaching 就是教练，他注重技巧 ；mentoring 他注重那个人的发展 ；discipleship 门徒训练呢，是注重耶稣基督对你的呼召。
Coaching focuses on skill, mentoring focuses on that person.While disciple making is actually focusing on Christ and His calling for you.
所以如果我跟你做门徒训练，我的目的是要知道神对你的呼召是什么，我怎么样帮助你完成神在你身上的那个呼召。这个就是我们不断的思想，为你祷告所做的事情，就是怎么样使到你完成神在你身上的呼召。
So in discipleship, what I need to do is to see what God has gifted you with and to help you develop that area and your gift so that you can become the best that God wants you to be.
我们这里有很多家长。
We have many parents here.
我们在带领孩子的时候就是同一个目的。我孩子不是要完成我的目标，完成我的思想，完成我的愿望，不是。 我要带领孩子完成神的要的目标，神的这个呼召，所以我怎么样帮助他完成神在他身上的呼召，这个就是我们的工作。
And as parents, when we are parenting our children, it is not for the purpose of achieving my wants, my desire, what I hope the child can achieve, but rather to develop the child so that the child can become the best that God wants him or her to be.
所以在我们在思想的时候，当你在做门徒训练的时候，你要想这一个。
So as you are thinking through this and as you embark on discipleship, you need to consider all this.
我们也问过查经跟门徒训练有什么不同。
And we also ask the question, what is the difference between Bible study and discipleship?
我们查圣经的时候，说我们查完圣经，应用在生活当中。
When we do Bible study, we first go to the scripture, study a passage, and then we try to apply it to our lives.
门徒训练是在他的生活当中，怎么样带领他回到圣经里面。
Discipleship, on the other hand, is how to lead this person in his life back to the Bible.
所以其实这个是看哪一个走先，就是先圣经来到生活，还是从生活回到圣经。
So this is basically talking about the sequencing, whether it's life to scripture or scripture to life.
那么门徒训练跟这个圣经辅导有什么关系？
What's the difference between biblical counseling and discipleship?
圣经辅导呢是短期的，你碰到问题你需要辅导。门徒训练是长期的，一生人不断的学习，越来越像主耶稣。
Counseling is in the short term when you are facing a problem, you want to know how to deal with it from the Bible. Discipleship, on the other hand, is long term. It is leading one another to become more and more Christ-like.
门徒训练跟教会的团契有什么关系？
What's the difference between fellowship and discipleship?
门徒训练呢是选择性，有 focus, 有这个有 specific, 就是有比较专一的。那么这个教会团契是跟一般性的。
Discipleship is specific and focused on individuals, while fellowship is in general.
但是我也知道，这些我是在回答一些有关门徒跟门徒训练跟我们一些其他的事工的关系。
And these are a lot of questions that have been asked, so I'm trying to provide brief answers here.
那么我们还问到有些人可能心里有这样想，你讲门徒训练，你没有讲到舍己。
Some people also ask, you talk about discipleship, but you never talk about self-denial.
那舍己跟门徒训练有什么关系吗？
What's the relationship between self-denial and discipleship?
是的，圣经有告诉我们要学习舍己的功课。
Yes, the Bible teaches us about self-denial.
但是舍己 is not an end by itself. 就是说舍己本来就不是最终的目的。我舍己的目的是为了是要荣耀神。舍己本身是把自己打成把自己贬到在地没有用的。但是我们舍己的目的是为了要荣耀神，要他的荣耀，这个目标要清楚。
Self-denial is not an end to itself, it is actually a means to an end. And self-denial is really for the purpose of glorifying God. And it's not enough just to beat yourself up and that's it.
舍己是负面的教导，但是舍己而没有正面的去侍奉神就没有用的，等于苦待己身是没有用的，这个叫做禁欲主义。但是负面的要正面就是我怎么样成为最好来侍奉神荣耀神，这个才是神要的。神要的不是一个死的祭，他要的是活的祭。
Self-denial is actually from a negative perspective, while discipleship is from the positive perspective. Just self-denial alone, when people beat themselves up, it's some sort of asceticism. That is actually not good because it's not biblical. God wants not a dead sacrifice but a living sacrifice.
所以我们要正面的呈现我们的最好来，所以我们有目标的，所以今天我们讲的就是那个目标。
So we want to present ourselves positively to God and this is the goal that we speak of today.
有一些人问一些问题，比如说他说你讲到这个门徒训练你没有提到传福音。
There are also questions about discipleship versus evangelism. Some people say you're focusing too much on discipleship. You never talk about evangelism.
那么有些人说discipleship 这个门徒训练是一定要从这个非信徒开始才叫做这个门徒训练。
And some people say discipleship has to start with an unbeliever, and that's true discipleship.
我知道了，很多人是这样的。
I know there are people who say that.
但是我也知道有一些作者就问， 我们可以训练一个不信主的人吗？
But there are authors who actually ask, can we actually disciple an unbeliever?
他本来就不信，然后你叫他要读经祷告，你叫他要敬拜神，你叫他要舍己，这些全部都没有用。
He is not a believer in God, and you tell him that he has to read the Bible, you tell him that he has to worship God, and you tell him that he has to deny himself, it is useless to him.
所以从这个角度来讲，就是说门徒训练是给信徒的，不是给不信徒的。
From this angle, it means that discipleship is meant for believers and not unbelievers.
但是话说回来，
But we need to get back there as well.
我们也从圣经里面看到马太福音十二章十九节，他说：“你们要去使万民做我的门徒。”这句话里面是传福音呢，还是使说他们已经信了主，我怎么样使他成为更好，将自己献给神？使他成为越来越像主耶稣，是指信徒还是指非信徒呢？
When we get back to the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations, does this phrase refer to evangelizing unbelievers, or does this refer to helping believers to become more Christ-like?
当然，我们可以说这件事，我们知道历世历代以来在解这段圣经的时候，总是说这段圣经是指传福音。
Of course, we know in history, and all the commentators would say that this is about evangelism.
所以使万民做我的门徒，意思是说，你先要一个 conversion, 先要一个信主的过程。他信了主，才能够使他越来越像主耶稣。他如果不信主，他是不可能越来越像主耶稣的。
And to make disciples here would mean that you must first help to convert that person to become a believer before you can lead this believer to become more Christ-like.
所以如果严格来讲，这个使万民做我的门徒，只传福音，那个还算是这个 subtle, 就是说比较不是正面的，其实只是 inference, 他只是推理说，如果是这样的话，他先要信主。
And actually, it is not explicitly stated here that it must be evangelism, but it's actually implicit that before you can help someone become more Christ-like, he must first become a believer.
但是对我们来讲，这个是技术性的这些讨论。
But these are all technical discussions.
我们都知道每一个人都需要传福音。
We know that everyone needs to preach the gospel.
我们也知道每一个人都需要做门徒训练。
And we know that everyone needs to be disciple.
所以我们都要传福音，我们都要做门徒训练。
So we all need to preach the gospel. We all need to engage in discipleship.
但是在我们的讨论的时候呢，这个问题是说，哦，你是他的门徒，你是他的 disciple, 不是我，因为我没有带领信徒，所以我不跟你，我不帮助你，我不 disciple 你，我不做你门徒训练。这样的想法也不对。
And there are people who say, oh, you are actually his disciple or you are her disciple because I did not lead you to Christ, so I cannot disciple you. Such a thinking is also not right.
其实我们这个，所以变成如果你是这样讲的话，我不可能，如果你不是我带领信主的话，我就不能够这个做门徒训练。这样的想法呢，也是有很多问题的。
There are many problems associated with such a thinking that unless I converted you, then I cannot disciple you.
所以我们要讲的是，基本上是这样。第一呢，使万民做主的门徒，不是使万民做我的门徒。
Firstly, we want to note we are making disciples for Christ and not for ourselves.
所以这个要很，我们只是代表主来带领你去学像主，不只是带领来成为我的门徒，是成为主的门徒。
We are representing Christ to lead you to become more Christ-like, to become His disciple, not our disciple.
所以过去我们跟大家讲过，这个老师有很多，但是呢，属灵的父亲却没有几个。这个是在这个哥林多前书四章那边讲到。
And we spoke about this from 1 Corinthians chapter 4 that you can have many tutors.But you will not have many spiritual fathers.
如果你仔细看哥林多前书，是保罗写信给哥林多整个教会说，我是你们属灵的父亲。难道保罗带领每一个成员信主，所以他说我是你属灵父亲吗？也不见得，应该是指说，是的，有人我带领信主，那么他还带领别人，我还是你们属灵的父亲，我爱你们，我照顾你们，我关怀你们，我要你们越来越像主耶稣。这个想法不一定说我带领你 信主我才能够做门徒训练。
We want to note that Paul wrote the epistle to the entire church at Corinth, and he tells them that the whole church, he is their spiritual father. It is unlikely that Paul personally led every believer in Corinth to Christ. So it is more likely that he led some believers to Christ, and those believers actually went evangelized, leading other people to Christ, but yet Paul became their spiritual father.
所以这个的意思是什么呢？这个意思是说，我们在做门徒训练的时候呢，我们不一定说，你不是我带领的我不做，你带领的我才做，不是这个。我们做是说，你信了主，我来帮助你，我专注你身上，我 invest 在你身上投资，让你呢越来越像主耶稣。为什么我投资？你愿意顺服，愿意听，愿意学习，我就来 teachable， 我就来帮助你。
So it is not true that I should only disciple someone that I brought to Christ. I should be discipling anyone who is willing to learn, who is teachable, and anyone who wants to be discipled, I will help to become more Christ-like.
所以刚才我讲了，我有一个很长的 introduction 介绍，对不对？
And I mentioned just now that the introduction will be long.
当然这个是目的是让我们在做这个门徒训练的时候有更好的掌握。
This is so that we can better grasp discipleship.
但是它的重点跟我们的主题还是一样的，就是我们讲怎么样成为一个更好的我来献给神。
But the important thing is it is consistent with our theme today to become the best that God calls you to be.
让我们回来这个我们的经文。
Let's come back to our passage.
我们的经文里面在这里给我们看到，他说，在我们再读一次，这不是说我已经得到已经完全，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着耶稣基督得着我的弟兄们。我不是以自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let's read this passage again. Not that I have already obtained this or I'm already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do.Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
你看到最后的 press toward the goal, 向标杆，向着目标，你的目标是什么？
Look at the last phrase here, press on toward the goal. What is your goal?
2019年你的目标是什么？
What is your goal for 2019?
找更好的工作，找更大的物质，更美的车。你到底要做什么？
To get a better job, to upgrade to a bigger house, or to be upgrade to a better car, what is your purpose?
当然我们要知道我们最终的目标是什么。
Of course, we want to know what's the ultimate purpose of our life.
那么陶树这么讲说，如果你要认识自己呢，你要真正认识自己的人，必须先认识创造他的神。
Tozer said, true knowledge of oneself begins with the knowledge of God who created him.
我要知道我的目标，我要知道神创造我的神给我的目标是什么，不是我自己定下来的目标。
If I want to know what's the ultimate purpose of my life, I want to know what is God's purpose for me, not the purpose that I have for myself.
有些人说我们目标不要定这么高。
Some people say, let's not set too high a goal.
你目标设得很高，大不到很失望的。
If you set too lofty a goal and you miss it, you will be disappointed.
但是那个问题是什么呢？
But what's the problem?
问题不是你的要求大到很高，大不到不达标，要求是你把降得很低，你每一次都达到。
The problem is not to aim high and miss it. The problem is you are aiming low and you always are hitting it.
所以我们必须要做推自己去达到我们。把自己推到最好的来献给神，不是说达到打一个勾打一个叉，说我已经达到了就可以。
So we want to aim high to become the best, so that we can devote ourselves to God, not just to check off a list.
所以我们这个目标的时候，我们要求大家，你应该有目标。
And so we ask that you set a goal for yourself.
因为目标给你一个方向。
Because goals give us a direction.
目标给你一个焦点。
Goal gives us focus.
目标给你善用时间。
Goals help us to make best use of time.
你的目标帮助你管理你的生活。
Goals help us to take control of our life.
目标帮助你跟进。
It helps us to improve.
目标使你有动力,
gives us motivation.
目标给你有一个计划, 有一个指标,
gives us a roadmap.
啊, 目标使你成为一个最好的自己,
and helps us to become the best that I can be.
所以在你还没有成为这个之前呢, 你要问一个问题, 那个问题是什么呢? 你要知道我们应该有一个 healthy dissatisfaction with ourselves. 就是说我们要知道自己还没有达到, 我不好, 如果你认为已经很好, 你就不用再做了。
And as we set all these goals, we need to have a healthy dissatisfaction of ourselves. Do not think that you are already there, you have already done it.
所以你看到保罗一开始的时候说，不是我已经得着， 不是我已经完全， 不是说我已经达到，已经满足了。
Paul starts by saying, not that I have already obtained, not that I have already made it.
而且呢，他在提摩太前书那里讲到说，在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And in 1 Timothy, he says that he is the foremost of sinners.
不是说你比保罗很好，你看他说他是罪魁，我应该比他好。
It's not to say that you are better than him because he claims to be the worst.
他感觉到自己很不好，这个是一个很健康的认识到自己的不足，要不断的学习。
That is his own self-evaluation to know his own limitations so that he will continue improving.
所以我们必须要不断的长进。
So we need to grow.
那我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
第一点呢，就是在这里呢，你刚才我给大家看到这边有三个这个三个努力、借力、努力的这些的词汇。
And we talk about the three presses.
啊，所以刚才你回去看到这边，他是不是讲到说你要 press on， 就是说你要借力努力，然后努力面前啊，那个 straining for 的努力，然后呢，他说 press toward， 它是有目标性的。
And to press on, to press forward, which means that you've got to keep moving, and to press toward, in other words, there is a goal.
所以这个 press on, 这个借力努力的，就是不断的使到自己尽一切的能力去做到的事情。
So to press on here means to be determined to spend all your effort to do it.
保罗在讲道的时候，他用这个字来形容，比如说他劳苦、尽心竭力，都是同一个字来解释这个意思。
And when he talks about him himself, he labors, he strives in order to preach the gospel, is using the same word.
那么哥林多前书里面同样的字也翻译成我奔跑。
And the same word in 1 Corinthians translated run, I run.
保罗很喜欢用这个运动员来形容基督徒的生命追求。
Paul likes to use the analogy of an athlete in describing the pursuit of a Christian.
哥林多前书9章29节，他说岂不是在场上赛跑的人呢，都跑，只有一人得奖赏。所以他很喜欢用这些，其实他所讲的就是奥林匹克运动会。
And he likes to use the analogies of athletes. Actually, it is referring to the Olympic Games.
那么保罗就形容他的一生的时候说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，就是那个跑道的那个一个运动要跑的跑道。
And when he came to the end of his life, he described himself as finishing the race.
所以我们就用运动员来做一个比较。
So let us use the athletes then to compare.
这个运动员大家知道是谁吗？
And do you all know who this is?
大家知道吗？这个就是得了很多奖赏的这个 Michael Phelps， 他这个菲利普斯，他赢了很多的奖牌。
And this is of course Michael Phelps who won many medals.
那么他的训练是什么呢？ 每天六个小时，每一周每一个星期六天。
He trains 6 hours a day, 6 days a week.
这个就是 determination， 这个就是不断的委身，不断的努力，不断的去朝这个方向去。
This is commitment, this is determination, and this is working towards the goal.
另外一个人，这个 Paula Radcliffe， 这个是马拉松英国马拉松长跑健将，是没有人打破他的记录。
And this is Paula Radcliffe, who is the marathon queen of England. No one has broken her record.
她跑是每一天跑20公里。
Every day she runs 20 kilometers.
所以她是这样操练出来的。
That's how she trains.
这个叫做毅力。
And this is determination.
那么这个是西蒙巴尔斯。
This is Simon Biles.
他的训练，他是这个体操运动员，那么他是一周30个小时，不断的操练，才能够有今天的结果。
She's a gymnast. and she trained 30 hours per week to achieve this kind of standard.
所以这些人呢，有什么共同点？
What's common among them?
Determination， 就是他有毅力，坚定的追求。
They are all determined. They have the determination to pursue.
他们成功的目的是什么？他们成功的方法是什么？
What is their way of success?
很多人就要知道 What is the success? What is the way of success? 怎么样才能够成功呢？我可以这么讲， The footsteps to success are the footsteps of success. 意思说成功是一步一脚印走出来的。
And so we can say that the footsteps to success are the footsteps of success, meaning they are actually taking one step at a time towards success.
你一定要每天每天每天的操练才能够达到这个结果。
You have to discipline yourself to do it every day, then you will be successful.
你看到这些人非常成功。
These are successful people.
他们得到很大的奖牌。
They have lots of medals.
请问你的奖牌将来主要给你的奖杯呢？跟他们的奖杯比哪一个比较好？
What is the prize that God is giving you in the future when you compare with their medals, which one is better?
你的奖杯，神要给你的奖杯比他的奖杯还更好，对不对？
Of course, God's prize for you in the future is better than their medals.
对还是不对？
Yes or no?
对对对。
Is that right?
但是你的训练没有他这么厉害，可见我看你对这个奖杯很怀疑。如果你很真的会拿到这个奖杯，你应该训练比他更加严厉。
But when I look at how you train yourselves towards that prize that God is going to give you, it tells me how much you value it. If you think that it is in fact better than this medal, then you should train harder than them.
所以我们要成为怎么样成为一个最好的呢？弟兄姊妹，我们需要努力。
And how do you become the best, brothers and sisters? You need to work hard.
每一个成功都有代价。
Every success comes with a price.
没有一个成功是没有代价的。
There is no success without a cost.
There's no free lunch. 不过今天下午有。
There's no free lunch, but this afternoon there is one.
所以我们要知道呢，所以我们必须在主面前好好的努力，坚定现在的努力。
So we want to be resolved before God.To be determined and to press on.
第二呢，第二个 press on 就是 direction， 就是他有努力前面的方向。
And second press is to be pressing ahead. This is direction.
所以刚才讲，所有的成功一定是需要付出。
And we said that all successes comes with a price or a cost.
但是在追求的时候，总是有上有下。
But as we pursue, there are ups and downs.
所以很多时候很容易失望。
Very often we are discouraged.
但是呢，我们要告诉大家，不要被这些小的挫折让你停下来。
But we want to tell you that you do not want to stop because of all these little setbacks.
我们要的是追求的是方向，不是完美。
It is the direction that matters, not perfection.
所以我们。走两步跌一步，走两步跌一步，但是还是在向前走。所以有时候我们在追求的时候，我追求圣洁，偶尔又跌倒，又犯罪，又再站起来，又追求，又跌倒，不要放弃。这个是我们的人生，我们不断的在这个，只要不断的走，不要放弃，你才能够成功。
We take two steps and we fall. We take another two steps and we fall again. But it doesn't matter because you are in fact proceeding forward. So.Sometimes in our pursuit of holiness, we might end up in sin, but do not give up. You need to persevere, and this way you will be moving forward, and there is a direction for you.
有一个这个顾问，这个商业顾问 Tom Peters， 这个是 management guru， 他写了很多有关 excellence， 就说怎么样成功，一个公司怎么样成功，他写了这方面的专门的书籍。
And there is this management consultant, he is known to be a guru, it's called Tom Peters, and he wrote many books about how to become a successful corporation.
他说其实你知道吗，公司能够成功只有一个很重要的因素。
And he has noted that for a corporation to be successful, there's one important element.
就是他们不放弃。
They do not give up.
不管他碰到多大的困难，他不断的尝试，不断的尝试，到最后他一定会成功。
And no matter how big a setback, they just continue to try and they continue to try and eventually they achieve success.
我们很清楚的那个 post it 那个 3M 的那个粘在墙壁那个胶纸，那个呢是失败的结果，不是他们想出来的。
And we are very we know very well the post-it note from 3M. Actually, that was that was coined from a failed invention. It wasn't what they started off wanting to do.
我给你更多的例子。
I can give you more examples.
这些人你认识他们吗？
Do you know these people?
当然你认识 Jack Ma 啊。
Of course, I'm sure you know who's Jack Ma.
但是你知道吗？他在还没有成功之前。 他申请过30份工作，没有一个人要他。
But before his success, he applied for 30 jobs and he got rejected by all.
然后曾经有一个人，他申请要做警察。
He applied to become a policeman.
5个人申请，4个人接受，1个推掉，就是他不被接受。
There were 5 applicants, 4 of them were accepted, he alone was the rejected.
他甚至也申请 KFC, 结果23个人申请。 接受了，他是唯一一个被拒绝的。
And he applied to KFC to work there, and there were 24 applicants, 23 of them were accepted. He alone was rejected.
甚至他自己都申请哈佛大学10次，10次被拒绝。
He applied to Harvard, and he was rejected 10 times.
但是今天他成为在中国最有钱的人。
But today he's the richest man in China.
那么还有另外一个人，下面这个美国总统，你应该认识吧？
And the person in the picture below Jack Ma, that's the former president of USA, you should know him.
他做生意三次失败。
He started a business 3 times and they all failed.
他出来竞选七次失败，第八次才成为总统。
And he went for election 7 times and he lost them all, only at the 8th time he became the president.
中间这个人是叫做 Thomas Edison, 这个是 设计这个灯泡的这个发明灯泡的这个科学家。
And the person in the middle is the scientist who invented the light bulb, Thomas Edison.
他在年轻做孩子的时候，他的老师告诉他说， You are so stupid that you can learn anything. 是说你太过分了，没有一个东西你可以学会。但是他的发明，你知道吗？灯泡是今天我们每一个人都需要，他是很多我们所有的人都需要感谢他。
And yet, in his school days, his teacher commented that he is so stupid that he can learn nothing. But yet, he invented a light bulb, and all of us today need to thank him.
那么当然，这个人大家所认识的，这个就是最伟大的科学家爱因斯坦。
And of course, the man here on the right is the greatest scientist, is Einstein.
你知道吗？爱因斯坦到4岁的时候，他一个字都不会说。
Do you know that Einstein did not utter a single word until he was 4 years old?
所以如果你的孩子不会说，四岁还不会讲一个字呢，他可能是将来的爱因斯坦。
And if your child has not begin to speak at 4 years old, he might become a future Einstein.
所以不要放弃。
So don't give up.
Direction 就是你一定要有 determination， 你要有 direction， 你一定要坚定的追求，你一定要努力那个方向，不要放弃，不要转动。
So you must have determination and you must have direction. Do not give up and you must be working forward.
所以刚才我们讲到说，你要 press on， 你看到吗？那个字 press on 就是你要不断的努力，接力努力的追求，那么向标杆子跑，就是指什么呢？标杆是有目标的，我再把它当做是 decoration。 Decoration 很多意思，这个是 decorated soldier， 就是哇，他有很多奖牌在上面，意思说我们要朝这个目标去得那个奖赏。
And so to just press on alone not enough, you must be pressing ahead with the right direction, and you must be pressing toward the right goal. And the last point is decoration, which is like a very highly decorated soldier with lots of awards.
所以你要得到是主要你得到的。
So what you want to receive is what God wants you to receive.
所以你要知道主给你的奖杯比今天所有世上的奖杯都更宝贵。
You want to know that the prize that God has for you is more precious than all the medals in this world.
所以我们奔跑不是没有方向，我们有方向，请问你的方向是什么？
So our race, we do not run without a direction, but what is your direction?
你朝神的方向跑还是朝世界方向跑？
Are you running towards God or are you running towards the world?
你的目标、你的目的在神面前有没有价值？
Is your goal valued by God?
是神呼召你来得奖赏的，还是你要自己的奖赏？
Are you working towards the prize that God has called you to, or are you working for your own prize?
在2019年，新的一年里面，让我们再思想你的目标是什么。
In 2019, let us ponder on our goals.
你是不是有一些罪，你常常犯还没有胜过？一定有的，除非你已经胜人。怎么样找一个人帮助你？怎么样来胜过他？可能你常常说谎，可能你常常延迟 procrastinate， 你或者你常常迟到，找一个人帮助你，让你不要迟到。
And、
很重要，小的事情你做不好，不可能做大事。
Are there sins that you want to overcome? Because I'm sure there are sins. Because unless you are already perfect, I'm sure none of you are. Are there things that you have been not doing well? Like, for example, you might be procrastinating, or you're often late. Look for someone to help you to become accountable to overcome all these problems.And this is something that you want to do because it is helping you.
所以在你思想目标的时候，思想是不是有一些罪？我今年一定要成功，一定要胜过。
So as you consider your goals, think about sins this year that you need to overcome.
第二呢，我们思想是不是有一些品格我需要培养，比较讲话比较温柔一点，特别是跟太太，讲话能力是不是要更有爱心？是不是更勤劳？你自己想有什么品格你需要培养？不但是自己做，找一个弟兄，找一个姐妹帮助你，说我们一起祷告，你来帮助我，怎么样把这个做得更好
？Is that character that you want to develop? Like you've been harsh with your words, and you want to show grace in your words, especially to your wives. And are there things that you want to do in a better way that you want to also be accountable, get someone to be accountable with and pray together with you?
是不是你有一些恩赐没有用出来给教会，没有用出来侍奉神？
Are there gifts that you have not exercised to serve the church nor God?
我的想法是，神给我们这个教会有很多 resources， 很多资源。我有没有用他们？我想没有，所以我要一个一个去发掘，然后要你用出来侍奉神。
I believe that God has gifted this church with a lot of resources which I have not used yet. So I want to actually come to you and to encourage you to use your gift to serve God.
所以这个呢，帮助你敬拜神、亲近神，跟帮助你得神的喜悦。
This helps you to love God more, to be more devoted to God, and to please God more.
最后呢，就是你是不是可以怎么样才能够成为一个最好的我？我们还不是最好，我们要怎么样成为一个更好，使到我们能够献上我们自己给神用。
And lastly, of course, how to become the best, not.For ourselves, but to become the best that God has called us to be, so that we are useful to God.
所以我要大家思想，当你训练别人门徒训练的时候呢，你想自己也想别人。
So as you think about discipleship, don't just think of yourself, also think of others.
神的呼召包括救恩的呼召。
God's call includes salvation.
包括顺服的呼召。
And servitude.
包括一个。侍奉，你有没有好好？我们敬拜神就是要侍奉神，没有所谓我不断的拜拜拜，然后不做事情的。圣经里面的敬拜那个字就是要服侍。
And of course, service, worship without service is not worship because the Bible's concept of worship includes service.
所以我们明下个礼拜就是中国年。
Next week is Chinese New Year.
这个是我们讲励志最后一堂道。
And this will be our last sermon on the resolutions.
所以我用苏格拉底的一句话来回答你。
And I'm going to encourage you with a sentence from Socrates.
一个没有经过检讨的生命是不值得活的生命。
An unexamined life is not worth living.
Unexamined life is not worth living.
You must remember this.
传道书十二章十三节，他说你什么都听到，什么都讲过了，但是总意就是要敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人应当尽的本分。
Ecclesiastes 12:13 The end of the matter all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
他望你今天就立志侍奉我们的主。
And we hope that you will be resolved today to serve our Lord.
让我们做一个提醒。
Let's close the prayer. Father, we thank you for your word upon us and help us to examine ourselves and to look into your word, for your word is like a mirror that reflects us and shows us how sinful we are. Help us not to look at the word and to leave not doing anything, but that when we see ourselves through the reflection of the word, we might be resolved to do what is right. And may we spend this new year pondering upon what you want us to be and the gifts that you've given us, repent of sins, and to be resolved to serve you through serving the church.